Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Conroy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Dobson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Joe Dobson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting second. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Buster Mills. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bagby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bagby. And now, play ball. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr takes first base on ball four. Cronin moves to second. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox bunts towards the mound. Bagby juggles the ball. That's an error on Bagby. Cronin moves to third. Doerr moves to second. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Lupien reaches second base with a double. Cronin scores. Doerr scores. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson hits a pop-up towards the mound. Bagby can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Lupien moves to third. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming strikes out. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 1 in the game. Pesky hits a fly ball into right field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Lupien hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Keltner moves to second. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Keltner moves to third. Two outs. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-1 in the game. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky can't make a play. That's a base hit. Keltner scores. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy is 0-for-1 in the game. Conroy hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dobson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Dobson reaches second base with a double. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-2 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dobson moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-2 in the game. Pesky hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Desautels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-1 in the game. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0-for-1 in the game. Bagby hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Conroy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox. Weatherly reaches second base with a double. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a line drive into right field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Doerr strikes out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Keltner bunts towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-2 in the game. Fleming hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mills hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Lupien hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy is 0-for-2 in the game. Conroy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Dobson bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Conroy moves to second. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-3 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Conroy moves to third. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. Mack strikes out. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-2 in the game. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0-for-2 in the game. Bagby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Hegan now catching. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Doerr hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Tabor now playing third base. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-3 in the game. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Weatherly moves to second. Vern Kennedy pinch runs for Lou Boudreau. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Keltner bunts towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to third for the out. Kennedy moves to second. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rusty Peters now playing shortstop. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Lupien hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Conroy hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Dobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peters fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mills takes first base on ball 4. Fleming moves to second. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 3 in the game. Mack bunts towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Fleming moves to third. Mills moves to second. One out. Mike Riba now pitching. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett pinch hits for Jim Bagby. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.